What if everything you've been told about living a long, healthy life is wrong? In 1921, Stanford psychologist Lewis Terman began tracking 1,500 children born around 1910, unwittingly creating what would become one of the most revealing studies on longevity ever conducted. 8 decades later, researchers Howard Friedman and Leslie Martin discovered that the secrets to a long life weren't found in diet fads or exercise regimens, but in surprising patterns of personality, relationships, and life choices. The most shocking revelation? Many commonly accepted health recommendations, from cheer up to avoid stress, are completely misguided. The Terman participants who lived the longest weren't necessarily the happiest, most relaxed, or most health conscious. Instead, they followed distinct pathways characterized by persistence, meaningful work, and deep social connections that naturally promoted health as an unintended consequence. The strongest personality predictor of longevity wasn't happiness or optimism, it was conscientiousness. Children rated as dependable, thorough, and persistent in 1922 were significantly more likely to live into old age, often outliving less conscientious peers by a decade or more. Patricia, one of the longest-lived participants, enjoyed planning work in detail and pursuing goals with persistence, which led to career success, careful health decisions, and stable relationships. Conscientiousness protects health in 3 ways. Conscientious people make healthier choices, avoiding risky behaviors. They appear biologically predisposed to better health through neurochemistry affecting impulsivity. And they create healthier environments, finding better relationships and work situations that support well-being. Importantly, conscientiousness isn't fixed. People become more conscientious over time, especially when taking on responsibilities requiring dependability. James, initially impulsive in his youth, gradually developed conscientiousness as he took on adult responsibilities and lived to old age as a result. Contrary to our culture's celebration of extroversion, the Terman study showed that less sociable children often outlived their more sociable peers. The shyer scientists in the study survived longer than their outgoing counterparts in business and law. Why? Sociable children typically grew up to drink and smoke more due to social pressures, while conscientious children developed healthier behaviors. Sociable individuals frequently found themselves in environments where risky activities were normalized. Emotional connectedness, however, did show health benefits. Those skilled at expressing feelings through nonverbal cues, effective communication, often enjoyed better health when they directed these skills toward healthy relationships rather than risky social circles. The research suggests quality of social connections matters more than quantity. Introverted children who develop stable jobs and steady friendships fare just as well as extroverts with wider networks. What truly matters isn't popularity, but meaningful connections that support healthy choices. Counterintuitively, cheerful, optimistic children in the Terman study were less likely to live to old age than their more serious peers. Despite their extraordinary optimism and humor, these cheerful individuals often engaged in behaviors that undermined their long-term health. Researchers found that cheerful participants had higher rates of premature death, including from accidents, suicide, or homicide. These carefree individuals never worry over possible misfortunes and grew up to consume more alcohol, smoke more, and pursue riskier hobbies, displaying a happy-go-lucky disregard for their well-being. Surprisingly, a certain type of worrying proved beneficial, particularly for men. Neurotic, worrying men who lost their wives had half the mortality risk of non-neurotic widowers, suggesting that worrying led to better health attention after losing social ties. This evidence contradicts common put-a-smile-on-your-face health advice. Happiness is better understood as an outcome of healthy living rather than its cause. The longest-lived Terman participants followed lifestyles that naturally fostered both health and happiness, without formal happiness instruction. Contrary to popular belief, the Terman study found that successful individuals with demanding careers often lived longer than their less accomplished peers. The most successful men lived approximately 5 years longer than the least successful ones, with a clear dose-response relationship. Moderately successful men fell between these extremes in longevity. Norris Bradford exemplifies this finding. Despite directing Los Alamos National Laboratory during intense Cold War tensions and overseeing the nation's nuclear arsenal, he lived to 88, received the Enrico Fermi Award, and enjoyed a 64-year marriage. The truly harmful workplace stress stems not from work demands, but from interpersonal conflicts and lack of control. Research on participants in their 70s showed those who remain productive, motivated, and accomplishment-oriented live significantly longer than more relaxed peers. This productivity in old age, through paid work, education, or social contributions, proved more important for longevity than social relationships or happiness. These productive individuals weren't stressed and miserable. They were actually happier, healthier, and more socially connected than their less productive counterparts. What aspects of social connection truly matter for longevity? Surprisingly, feeling loved and cared for didn't significantly impact lifespan. Instead, two factors proved most important: having a large social network and helping others. Those who regularly contacted friends and relatives, especially those who both maintained large networks and actively helped others, enjoyed the greatest longevity benefits. Contrary to popular belief, pet ownership showed no association with longer life. Religious involvement predicted longevity for women, but not men, though it was the social behaviors associated with participation, not religiosity itself, that mattered. The significance of social support becomes clearer when we understand a misconception about life expectancy increases. While average American lifespan rose dramatically over the past century, this gain primarily came from reduced infant and childhood mortality. A 60-year-old's life expectancy only increased by about 4 to 5 years over the last half century. This makes the social connection findings remarkable. Terman subjects with healthy social networks were much more likely to reach their 70s-90s, while equally healthy and intelligent participants without such networks often died before 65. The Longevity Project reveals there's no single formula for long life. Different individuals find viable pathways based on their personalities and circumstances. John found longevity with a small but stable group of work friends, while Emma pursued her career passionately while maintaining close friendships despite never marrying. Long-lived participants didn't experience mere giddy happiness, but purposeful living, robust social networks, engaging physical activities, community involvement, thriving careers, and nurturing relationships. Those living consequential lives improved their health as an unexpected bonus. Encouragingly, little is fixed in childhood. Those who found healthy paths thrived in life's second half. The longest lived either maintained activity throughout life or increased it after starting less active. Similarly, initially careless individuals who developed greater prudence through positions requiring maturity substantially closed the longevity gap. The path to longevity isn't about rigid prescriptions or health checklists, but finding your sustainable way that naturally incorporates elements promoting longevity: conscientiousness, meaningful work, strong social connections, and purposeful engagement. Though some consequential lives end early and some long lives lack accomplishment, embracing these lessons increases your odds of achieving what matters most, not just more years of life, but more life in your years.